lost 7 straight playoffs here again.
I mean, that's just, I guess that's a different season. You know, being a leader, coming in and day out, it's not about, you know, wins or losses. You know, and I just try to be the guy that, you know, my teammates voted me to be. So, you know, with that priority coming in here every day, it doesn't really matter if you win or lose. You know, I still got a job and I still got a role, you know, and it's to do that.
How much have you seen Shaq grow opposite you?
I feel like I get asked this question every month.
Well, he keeps making plays.
Yeah, he does. I mean, it's great. I mean, I've been with Shaq. It's 4 years now. So I saw him day one, you know, to now, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's what the league is all about. You give a guy a chance, and you know they run a mile with it, and that's what it's about.
What's the message to a young kid like Langley when he gets thrown into a tough situation and obviously has some adversity? How do you pull a kid like that aside and say, hey, or what do you say to him?
You know, it just depends on the kid. You know, it just depends on, you know, who you're talking to. You know, if I was a rookie, I would like it, you know, straight and blunt. I would like it, exactly. I want you to tell me the truth, you know. So after the game, if I got beat, I would like you, you know, Vaughn, you got beat, man. You know, this right here, this and that. That's what I would want. You know, I wouldn't feel, I'm already going to feel bad about the game, but that wouldn't make me feel any worse. You know, that's what I would want is for my teammates to keep it real with me through the good and the bad. And you just got to, every player is different. You know, some players don't react well to that. You know, some, you know, do. So you just got to really just, you know, go off of whatever player it is.
How's Langley reacted to it, do you think?
I think he reacted pretty well. You know, his role has been limited, so he just – to get thrown in there, you know, he's handled it as best as he can handle it.
Was there a little personal rivalry with Cam? Because he was one, you were two. Anything with Sue?
No.
Now you're one?
I was wondering where we were going with this. I was like, man.
You're the highest paid, he's number two?
Nah, Sue. I think it's just different with defensive guys, you know. It's just different. It's just not like that. Sue, I respect this game. You know, respect the type of player he is, respect the type of person he is on and off the football field. And, you know, in the National Football League, I don't know Sue like that, you know, personally, but in the National Football League, in the NFL, it is a small fraternity of brothers. So just because I don't know him on a personal basis, I feel like I know him. I feel like I know his reputation, and it's just, you know, top of the line. I would love to play with a guy like that.
Well, you're the highest paid guy. Have you seen yourself receiving criticism maybe? You normally wouldn't when the team's losing, and how do you evaluate your season when teams are clearly making an effort not to let you get sacks?
No, I haven't really been. I haven't really gotten it yet. Y'all been being nice to me. The media's been nice to me. So, you just go out there and play. You just gotta try to control what you can control. With me, it's like a weird situation because I feel like I can control every game. You know, I just gotta go out there and play. But you know, at the end of the day, you just gotta control what you can control and just play the game. I really don't. When you get your contract, that's to put that behind you. So I really don't even think about that. You know, I come in here every day, same run, go work out, same run, get on the football field, same run. I really don't even, you know, think about it. I don't think about it as when I was younger, like year one through like five, I thought about it like every day, after every game. But like now I just focus on my game, focus on my teammates. I guess you just feel free. You know, I feel more entitled to, you know, say something to my teammates and, you know, to say something to the guys and come up here every day and just be the same person. You know, I think that's what the conversation was for, just for me to be the best vomit I could possibly be, and that's what I'm trying to do.
What is it keeping you guys, in your mind, just in overcoming the early adversity in games, like with an interception early or a muff punt, you know, what is the key to getting over that hump and regaining momentum?
I don't know. I mean, if I knew that, you know, it'd be, you know, we wouldn't be talking about, you know, this right now. You know, we would be undefeated. You know, it's just, you know, every game is different. Every play is different. You know, every season, every team is different. But, you know, the way you approach it is the same. You know, I come in, and I know it's, you know, the locker room feels the same way. It doesn't matter what happens. You know, on the football field, it's not about how I get on the football field. It's how I get off. And that's just the mindset that we have. You know, if we get on the football field, they just threw an interception or whatever, maybe we got to get off the field. And that's just the, you know, the mindset we have. And everybody has a job, everybody has a role, and you just got to go out there and do it.
Ron, is this the toughest season that you've been through when you look at your entire career, high school, college?
Tough? Yeah. The toughest season? I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, it's not tough. I mean, look at this facility that we got. I mean, look at this. It's not tough to come up here every day. You know, immediately love me, you know. It's not tough to come to work every day. You know, it is a tough league. It is a tough sport. I mean, but, you know, we're losing right now. It's a terrible feeling. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's not too tough. We just got to figure out ways to win, and, you know, everything will be back right.
Every guy talks to you, they like Vance as a coach. They respect him. They see him as a future great coach. But you're not winning for him.
Yeah.
What is, the disconnect then? Because, you know, in this league, it's results-based.
You know, I mean, I've said it time and time again, you know, it has nothing to do with coaching, you know. If that was the case, then let's just make up our own plays. let's just make up our own plays and go out there. You know, if it was that easy, like, man, we could easily, you know, figure it out. But, you know, I really don't know, Troy. I mean, it's just it's a lot of stuff that we got going on. I mean, we got great leadership here. You know, the guys that we got in place to lead this team, you know, they know about – you know, what's going on more than I do. You know, I'm a locker room guy. You know, I like to, you know, keep the locker room solid. And we still have a solid locker room. But like what you said, we just got to figure out ways to win. We got to figure out ways to win the games that we're supposed to win. We got to figure out games, we got to win the games that we're not supposed to win. And that's just how it is.
Hey, Von, former Dallas coach Jimmy Johnson once said that if one phase of your team is subpar, it's eventually going to affect
the whole
other
team.
Side of the ball.
Yeah.
You can make a case the offense the last couple of years has been subpar, actually the last 3 years. And the defense this year, at least statistically, not as good as it has been. Is that the case here?
I mean, that's a great quote by Jimmy Johnson. I mean, a legendary coach. I mean, but, you know, I feel like it's an exception to all of that stuff. I mean, you know, we won a Super Bowl, and we didn't put up the crazy numbers that we were supposed to do. And I guess, like you said, you know, overtime, you know, but I just don't want to fall into that pit. That's just not how I'm built. I just don't buy into, you know, they might be true, but I don't believe that. You know, I feel like, you know, if we got an opportunity to go out there and play, we could change it's possible to change the game. Just like it's possible for me to go to a gas station and win the lottery. You know, those odds are totally different than my odds going onto the football field, but it's the same. It's a possibility. It's a chance. And that's all I really need. I mean, it really doesn't matter who we throw out there. I mean, I could play quarterback, you know. You know, I feel like once you start blaming this and putting blame here, you really lose control. I lose control to go out there. I lose control of the situation once I put the situation in somebody else's hands. If I start blaming, you know, special teams, the offense, then that's what it's going to be. You know, I like to put the weight on my shoulders. You know, if we got to play better defense, if we can play better defense, get some turnovers, we get the offense back the ball, and we'll be able to win. I like living in that world, and that's just, you know, how I am.
Ron, I got an off-the-wall one for you. Lots of people in Colorado excited about In-N-Out coming. I know you're a Texas guy.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on In-N-Out?
In-N-Out coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spring. Yeah, I think, you know, In-N-Out was born in California, right?
Yeah.
It's a California, you know, based franchise. Oh yeah, I mean, I like In-N-Out. You know, I mean, I don't eat In-N-Out though. I mean, but I like In-N-Out. You know, I'm more of a, you know, a healthier guy. You can't really, you know, put that in Ferrari, but you know, In-N-Out is great. In-N-Out is great. I mean, you know, the more diverse, you know, franchises that we can have, you know, in the area, you know, it makes it a diverse city. I mean,
no fast food at all. No Whataburger. No Five Guys.
No, I can't.
When you retire?
When I retire?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think the good thing about it, I think over time you just create like this habit of just eating healthy, and then it just becomes like a lifestyle. You know, so I just, hopefully when I retire, I still have that same lifestyle. But I don't know, that's like 10 years down the road we got right now. But, you know, right now just trying to, you know, stay healthy. In-N-Out is great. You know, I've had it before. You know, I fell into that pit before, but you know, I'm a, you know, I'm a healthy guy. I like to keep it clean.
All right, thanks.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.